I'm Marshall Terry. It's Morning Edition here on 90.7 WFAE. North Carolina Senate leaders have unveiled their new plan to overhaul how the state distributes sales taxes and provides tax incentives to businesses. It gives a bit of ground from a March proposal that drew outcries from the governor, House lawmakers, the Charlotte Chamber, and city officials, but still contains the key elements of that earlier proposal. That includes a big hit to Mecklenburg County's budget. WFAE's Ben Bradford joins me to discuss. Hey, Ben.
Hey, Marshall.
So what's the big idea behind these changes?
Yeah, if you're going to point to one overarching theme, Senate leaders want to push state investment away from urban centers to rural areas. They're more economically distressed and haven't snapped back from the recession the way cities like Charlotte have. Here's a quote a couple months back from Senate Majority Leader Harry Brown.
When you consider that Mecklenburg, Wake, and Durham counties were awarded over 85% of the state JDIG incentive funds last year, even as they already receive a disproportionate share of sales tax revenue, it seems that most of the state is set up for failure by the status quo.
Brown says it creates a cycle of poverty where rural areas can't fund schools, have to raise property taxes, and then can't lure businesses, which compounds the problem. Cities, on the other hand, say they're being unfairly attacked when they're the ones creating jobs.
So he's once again proposing to change both how the state awards incentives to businesses and how it distributes sales taxes. Let's start with sales taxes. What does he want to do, and how is it different from the last proposal?
Yeah, it's basically a slightly scaled back version. So right now, most sales taxes go to the county where the sale happened, and that's concentrated in urban areas with the big malls and shops and businesses. Only a quarter gets distributed evenly by county population. So Brown's plan would essentially flip that formula, so 80% gets distributed to counties per capita. It would go into effect slowly over 4 years. Originally, he wanted it to be 100% per capita in 3 years.
Do we have an idea of how much this would cost cities?
Yeah, some. Well, it's complicated. So Mecklenburg County said the last plan would reduce its sales tax receipts by about a third. So this plan would ostensibly have 20% less impact. The state's nonpartisan fiscal research division had a different way of looking at it, but using parameters from the senators who wrote the bill, they assume people spend 3.5% more each year. So with the economy and sales taxes growing, Mecklenburg would still have 4% less sales tax money to work with in 4 years than it has right now. Under the last bill, it was 7% less. So this is a slightly less hard hit. The new proposal would also remove the county's ability to raise its sales taxes by a quarter cent. On the other hand, almost every other county could raise the tax to recoup its lost revenue.
Has there been any reaction yet to this proposal?
We heard immediately from the North Carolina chapter of the conservative advocacy group Americans for Prosperity. They sent out a press release in support at the same time as the Senate announced the plan, so they were clearly already plugged in. Otherwise, it's a dense bill, and the lawmakers we spoke with said they're still going through it. What I would say is that the bones of the plan are the same as last time, and here's what Governor Pat McCrory said about it then.
I don't know how much that proposal has legs, but I think it's a mistake, and it's classic class warfare.
So I don't see anything that would drastically change that position. On the other hand, the Senate did package this sales tax redistribution with a big McCrory priority, which is tax incentives.
You mean the state's funds to lure businesses to the state? Let's talk about that. The Commerce Department has used essentially all of the money from the main incentive fund. The governor and House lawmakers want it refilled this year and then extended. Would the Senate plan do that?
Again, more than last time. It would essentially make $12.5 million available immediately instead of none. But it's about half what the governor and the House lawmakers wanted.
Why is that?
Well, some of it's ideological. The Senate is more conservative than the House, has a bit more of a Tea Party makeup. They're opposed to promising tax breaks to businesses, whereas most establishment Republicans, I think, tend to look at it as a necessary evil. That's kind of the language you hear from them. Also, it goes back to this rural-urban divide. I mean, the Senate, because of how it's districted, has a much more rural makeup. And you heard Senator Brown say that almost all of the state's incentive money goes to urban areas. So it would stop the incentive program from expiring for 2 years, but also make it more difficult for businesses wanting to locate in urban areas get tax breaks. In Mecklenburg, Wake, and Durham specifically, an employer would have to promise at least 250 jobs instead of the current 20.
Well, as you said, it's a big bill. Are the other changes worth noting?
Yeah, I mean, there are some other major tax changes. The Senate wants to cut slightly personal income taxes and then again expand the sales tax base to include things like veterinary services and repairing furniture. But I think in general, you really have to look at this bill as a bargaining position with the House and the governor, who didn't like the last proposal. So now the Senate has come in a bit toward the other positions. They can say they've given ground, ask their counterparts to do the same, or dig in their heels if they don't.
Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.